We will now have a prayer by Deacon Lamar Pearson. Deacon Pearson?
He's on the line.
Okay.
Thank you for this another day.
Yes,
Lord. We praise you.
Yes.
For the marvelous works of your hand. We are glad to be able to come together with one another at a time such as this, when we are confronted with so much destruction in the lives of our young people and those who seek to destroy. Lord, we love you this evening. We love you because you first loved us. And we are blessed to have the charge to come before you with thanksgiving day in and day out. We thank you for your saving grace, for the gift of your blood that has taken us on another journey through trouble in our community. We pray for your abundant mercy as we seek to find our way through the satisfaction of knowing that life for us still in your hand. We pray your mercy would continue to abound into us with the breaking of every new day, that we are able to call on your everlasting name and share bountifully in your blessings. Bless our pastor. Bless our members of First Baptist Church and the many churches who seek the fellowship of the saints. Be with us and keep us that we might grow closer together in your presence. Watch over our families. Help us to continue to show forth your love and kindness one with another. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer.
We live in troubled times.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Good afternoon, church. Today is a wonderful day in the Lord. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. God, the Father, we're so thankful and blessed and happy, Father God, that you allowed us to be able to come together and worship this Wednesday night prayer meeting, Father God. Thank you so very much for this day. Thank you for the many visitors who are on this line, oh Father God, who wants to hear a word from you, oh Father. So I pray, Lord God, that their hearts are touched by your word, oh Father God, because the Holy Spirit that lives deep down in all of us, oh Lord, will be able to share some good news to them, oh Father. And I pray, Father God, you would let us all be good Christians, oh Father. And I pray that you would touch so many family members of First Baptist Church, oh Father. I pray that you would watch over them, give them all what they stand in need of, oh Father God. Thank you for First Baptist Church, oh Father. I pray, Father God, you would continue to keep us on the path of righteousness, oh Lord God. And I pray that you would also touch and watch over my wife, my children, my family, oh Father God, in a mighty, mighty way, and help us just to feel your joy and your spirit. And I pray, Lord God, you just get within our hearts, touch us in a mighty way, oh Lord, so we can feel your ever-loving presence. Give us a heart to love one another like you have loved us, oh Father, so we can share the mighty good works that you have, oh Father God, because you live deep down inside all of us, oh Father. And so I pray that you would just help us to also have unity with each other as a purpose of a common good, oh Lord, because we go through struggles day by day in our lives. So I pray that you will help us just to communicate our Christian faith to the lost souls, oh Father God, so that they can feel the gospel and to be devoted in your word, because you are a mighty and a great God, oh Lord. And I pray, Father God, you help us to stay just focused on you. And when we are focused on you, oh Lord, give us a new mindset, Lord God, so that we can be the people that you have us to be, because we want to know you more, love you more, and adore you as only we can do, oh Father. And also, please, please, please forgive us for our sins, oh Father, that we have done so many things that's unpleasing to you, oh Father. And I pray that you will allow us just to receive your marvelous forgiveness, Father. And help us also to not be preoccupied in the web of this world, oh Lord, so that we can be able to grow in your faith, so that we can reach out to others, oh Father, where we can teach people who you are and share with others so they can feel that salvation from your grace, oh Lord, because you have suffered and died and rose from the dead, oh Lord, where you was able to receive the glory. And that glory that you had received, you was able to pass that power down on us. So let us just be thankful for so many things you had done for us, oh Lord. And let us be the servants to worship you daily, so we can stay connected to just the fountain of your love and of your blessings. And so we can trust you and only you, oh Lord, because you are a great God who sits high and look low, see all of thy faults, and yet provide every last one of thy needs. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just stop by and tend to the so many young people who have been impacted at the Texas Elementary School, oh Lord, where there were so many kids, oh, Father God, that were so innocent, oh, Lord, so full of youth, oh, Father. The person did some bad things, oh, Lord, where we never, ever thought that we would see anything like that. But I pray, Father God, you would just touch the hearts and minds of all those family members so you can comfort them as only you can do, oh, Lord, because it's evilness all in this world, oh, Father. But we know that we have a God who can save us, a God who can give us direction, and a God who can deliver us from our own faults, oh, Father. So I pray, Father God, that you would just wrap us up on every leading side, oh, Father God, and let us be a church that can be able to worship together, come together, help each other, and to be able to grow in your likeness, oh, Father. And I pray to your God, you would just watch over our pastor who has done so many good works, oh, Lord, been on the battlefield all of his life, oh, Lord. Give him and his family what they stand in need of, oh, Father God. I pray you would touch the so many sick members that we have in our flock, in our church, oh, Lord God. I pray, Father God, you would just help us just to just reach out more to let them know that we truly do love them, even if we haven't reached out to them as we should. Oh, Father, I pray, Father God, you forgive us and allow us to have that growth so we can communicate more with each other so that we can do your will, your way, oh, Father, and be with the family members who also, like I said earlier, who are lost loved ones, oh, Father God, who are broken down due to death, oh, Father. But we pray, Father God, that through your sacrifice, that we will be able to be the church that you choose for us to be. I miss my church home. I miss my church members. And I just can't wait until we gather all again together in worship, oh, Father God. But I pray that we would not let the fear of this world prevent us from coming together to worship and praise your holy and divine name. Keep our feet on a path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. Teach us your way, O Lord, that we may walk in your truth. Give us an undivided heart, O Father, so we may fear your name. And help us just to praise you, O Lord, our God, with all our heart, so that we can glorify your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Gwendolyn Miller, who is the Sunday school instructor for adult class number 3.
Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. Things are made new. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. Brought me to such a freedom, Lord. I have found in you, you're the healer who makes all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good evening, Christian friends. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Giving all honor and praises to God that He has allowed me to be with you this evening and to offer an inspirational moment. He is such a gracious God, and He has allowed us this time together that we may encourage and lift each other up and bring honor to His rich and holy name. I am so grateful to Reverend Tucker for his leadership and to Deaconess Toni Williams, who reached out and asked if I would come and share with you tonight. And I'm grateful to my Sunday school class, who challenges me every Sunday to dig deeper to see what the Lord has to teach us. And so I ask right now that you pray for me and that you pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now that I decrease, Lord, that you may increase. I ask, Lord God, that you speak through me, Lord God, that my words might inspire someone to keep moving forward in the matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so my title for tonight is Just I'm Moving Forward. And I won't be long, before you tonight, I just want to talk to you briefly about moving forward and how I had to press past my pain to move forward in my own life when things didn't turn out like I wanted them to. And so my scripture this evening is coming from Philippians 3, verses 12 through 14. Again, that is Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, and I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I am a member of Toastmasters. For those of you who don't know, Toastmasters International is a nonprofit educational organization that teaches public speaking and leadership skills through a worldwide network of clubs. Headquartered in Inglewood, Colorado, the organization's membership exceeds 300,000 in more than 15,800 clubs in 149 countries. And since 1924, Toastmasters International has helped people from diverse backgrounds become more confident speakers, communicators, and most importantly, leaders. And thanks to Ms. Kitty Chaney, I joined Toastmasters in 2008. I served in many different offices in my local club, from Sergeant of Arms all the way up to president of my club. And I was very successful in each position. I praise God for favor. So this organization has so many different levels of leadership, and they pride themselves on building great leaders and speakers, and their tagline is Toastmasters, where leaders are made. Just to give you a picture of the inner workings of a district, there are six clubs that make up an area and six areas that make up a division and six divisions make up a district, and then there are regions and so on and so on and so on because it is international, so it's all over the world. Well, each district has three top leaders, and they call them the trio. And we are responsible for about 220 clubs, totaling maybe about 4,000 members. And so in your leadership journey, you write speeches and you present them to your home club, and then there's an evaluator to tell you what you did well and a few things to consider to make that speech better. And they have speech competitions, and you can work your way all up to becoming world champion of public speaking. So once you have completed your path and done all the requirements, you earn a DTM, which stands for Distinguished Toastmasters. And that is a badge of honor. It's the highest level you can obtain in Toastmasters. And then there's the leadership part of it. And they teach you to be leaders in whatever capacity that appeals to you. And, well, I did the work. And I finished my course. And I earned my DTM. And so I wanted to move up the chain to a higher leadership position. With higher leadership, there's an election and you have a campaign. It's just like for the President of the United States. You give speeches and then there's an election and the members vote for the candidate of their choice, and that's how you become a member of the trio. And so I had, about this time, I had been in Toastmasters for at least 4 years, and at the time I ran for one of the members of the trio. And I had served my district well and was confident that I was going to win. I gave my speech before hundreds of members, and when the voting was done, I lost. I wasn't even close. And I was devastated. I had worked hard as a servant leader in my club, in my area, and in my division, but I lost. I never expected to lose, and my friends were all shocked. They never expected me to lose. But how many know that there is no failure in Christ Jesus, even when the votes say otherwise? those losses make you question yourself. And if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes we even question God. So what do we do when we lose, when the votes don't come out in our favor? Do we quit? Do we stop? So what do we do when our training efforts still come up short? What do we do when we are sucker punched by the adversary? What do we do when we love them and they hate us? What do we do after we've gotten there early and stayed late and we still don't win? We trust God and we keep moving forward. What do you do when we applied and still didn't get the job? What do you do after you raise your kids and they still won't do right? The more you pray, the worse they get. We trust God and we keep moving forward. Well, I believe that my earlier scripture is very clear on the matter. We press past our disappointments. We press past our frustrations. We press past our past mistakes. And we press past our pain. We press past our tears. We press past our fears and our failures. My friends, our recovery is in our pressing. Our breakthrough is in our pressing. Our deliverance is in our pressing. And our destiny is in our pressing. Move forward and moving on. Trust in God every step of the way. We may get knocked down, but we cannot stay down. We may get bruised, but we will heal. Whatever we do, we must keep moving. Whatever we do, we must keep pushing toward what God said. If you want to make it through and win, we've got to be intentional. It's not going to happen by accident or osmosis. We have got to press like our future depends on it. And we stop turning around and stop looking back and stop waiting for others to endorse you. Press! Stop letting your critics and enemies distract you. Declare yourself a winner even when it seems like you're losing, because it's all working together for your good. See, God has a plan with all of us in mind, each and every one of us. He has a plan for our lives. The scripture says that he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. And God desires that we be fruitful and multiply in every area of our lives. He knows our beginning and he knows our end. And we must never get dismayed. It will soon be our turn to win. If we don't give up, if we keep moving forward, we can't stop, we can't quit, we can't let the enemy put those false notions in our head like you're no good and you don't measure up. Well, friends, I stayed in Toastmasters, and I worked hard, and I served my district under the current leadership, and God rewarded my pushing through. I am happy to report to you that I am currently the 2022-2023 new program quality director elect for District 36. That means that I am second in command, not first, not third, but second in command. Because I pressed on, I did the work, I prayed, and oh yes, some nights I cried and then I prayed, and then I got up and went to work, pressing toward that mark. Friends, if I can encourage you tonight, our losses cannot compare to what we gain in Christ Jesus. God has so many treasures laid up for us if we don't quit. If we don't give up, if we keep pressing, yes, pressing sometimes through pain, but pressing we must do. We may not have all the answers, and it may not seem like we are winning, but resolve to move forward. If you can't walk, then crawl. If you cannot crawl, then roll. But the fact of the matter is, keep moving forward. trusting God, believing in him, not in the naysayers, but in what God says. And God says that we don't lose. We are a winner, even when the world says we lost. Well, God bless you, and heaven smell richly upon you. Amen.
Amen, amen. The lines will now be open for approximately 20 seconds to show our appreciation for Sister Gwen and her message. The lines will now be open. Let's try this again. So let's keep in mind that we need to mute all background noise if possible. So we're going to open the lines up for 20 seconds. Okay, I'm not sure where that noise is coming from. I'm going to try it one more time. It sounds like somebody might be in their car. I'm not sure, but let's try this one more time. The lines will be unmuted. Okay, I am a little perplexed. I'm not sure if this is a technical difficulty, but I want to let Sister Gwen Miller know how much I appreciated her message. And it's very important for all of us to know that despite of any obstacle that comes our way, we need to keep pressing on in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are able to reach out to Sister Miller directly, please take the time to do so before the evening is over. Send her an email, give her a phone call, or when you see her in Sunday school or hear her in Sunday school, give her a nice shout out. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Surely we thank God for the blessing of this evening's prayer experience. The devil is always busy. He wants to rob us of everything. Robbing, again, Sister Miller in the expressions of love and appreciation for her message. But I'm sure that you will let her know in some way how much we appreciate the charge, the challenge, the encouragement that she has given to us and challenging us to keep moving forward, because we do know that we need to press on even when it looks like we are having difficulty and challenges. We thank God for Sister Miller and for her commitment and continuous faith in the Lord and the work that she does for him. We praise God for each one of the participants who shared in the services today, who lifted up a word of prayer, scripture, and have made this experience a blessed one. And the over 80-odd members who attend, persons who have attended tonight, we thank God for each one of you, and we ought to give a shout out to you and to God for allowing us to come together as a First Baptist Church family and friends in this hour of prayer. in spite of all of the challenges that we have had, God still keeps us together, keeps us talking to Him, talking together. And we praise God for all who have shared tonight and continue to share each and every week. We encourage you now to continue in our worship experience and worship experiences throughout the year. Please note that on this coming Sunday, May 29th, is Memorial Day, and it is a time when we will be inviting all of the members of our church family to come and share in the worship experience. It's a hybrid worship experience, but we'll be giving special tribute to all persons in our fellowship who have transitioned since last May. And we invite you to come and share, either in person or by way of virtual. We thank God for all of those persons who make it possible for us to get together, who put in the time, energy, and work that makes it possible for us to get together in that hybrid experience. And surely we thank Sister Cynthia for the work that she does in keeping this technical process going during the week, and all those persons who work on our technical team to make sure that we are able to communicate, to share with one another through these virtual means. Then I want to encourage you to join the First Baptist Church family on Saturday, June 4th, as we put on a big health fair at our church. We encourage you to come and participate in the many opportunities that will enable you to have an excellent health. The design is to provide excellent health support, and you can get that free of charge. Just come out and join. What are we talking about? Health screening, blood pressure check, kidney screening, COVID-19 testing, vaccine clinic will be there for both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines and the boosters. And we encourage you to come and make sure that you are vaccinated. No reason for you not to be. There will be a food giveaway, and you will be missing something greatly if you miss that opportunity to get the food that will be there for you to harvest and receive on the Saturday, June the 4th. There will be also classes for health improvement, kickboxing, low-impact strengthening, and yoga, all there for your blessing and health. There will be a live gospel band that will be present, games and activities, and other goodies that will be made available for you to enjoy and participate in, something there for the children as well as the adults in the health. So on the June 4th, we would that you would come and participate in this wonderful experience, celebrating also Juneteenth Freedom Day events. Juneteenth is on the 19th, but the LCHC group is making it possible that we have these many activities for our health and growth throughout the month of June. First Baptist will be kicking it off in a real way, as well as some seven or eight other churches that will be participating in this health fair, or health event celebrating Juneteenth. Let us also remember our sick and shut-in members. Please pray for Sister Millicent Massetti, who is in the Washington Adventist Hospital. She is requesting your prayers. Pray for Cherise Roberson, the daughter of Deacon and Deaconess Robinson. Let us pray for her. And also pray for a young man, Isom Watson, who graduated from high school with honors. And in the throes of his graduation, he was a victim of a shooting. And so let us pray for him and pray for all of our sick and shut-in members that's in our church. We do want you to remember to stay safe, be safe. I know the time of year is getting brighter and lighter, and it's getting exciting. We feel like going places, doing things. But please know that the pandemic is not over. Coronavirus and all of its friends is still on the rise. It is operating and people are still dying. So we must still pay attention to taking care of ourselves. And above all else, my brothers and sisters, don't forget to get your vaccine, whatever stage you are, vaccine, or get the boosters. Don't fail to do that. We certainly praise God for keeping us and allowing us to be together thus far. And we're going to ask that you will continue to pray for one another in prayer. We're going to now have 20 seconds for prayer requests. I'm going to open up the lines for 20 seconds that you may have an opportunity to lift up the names of some persons or events or circumstances for prayer. 20 seconds.
Reverend Tucker, I need your advice. What do you recommend I do?
We're going to trust God to hear the cries of his people, and we're going to hold on. We're not going to let the devil stop us. We're going to have everybody to say it in their own way, and we will proceed with our closing prayer.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to just pause for just a few moments. Even while I am talking, you can proceed to just lift out in the universe the names of the persons that you desire to be prayed for. God is still on the throne. He hears, and he still answers prayer. Let us pray. God, though we have this challenge with technology, and though Satan seeks to rob us of the joy that we have in talking and sharing with you, we know that you are able to hear. You know all about us. You know our concerns. You know the struggles of our spirit. And so, God, we ask now that you would just bless, heal, strengthen, deliver, keep all of those individuals who have lifted up their voices and cries for your help and deliverance of their friends, their loved ones, their members of their family. Oh, God, we know you are able, and so we just turn the matter over to you and ask that you would just heal. And then, God, let us know that the healing has been done. Let us defeat the desires and the will of Satan. Help us, O God. Now, God, we pray that blessings upon this nation. We pray that you would save and protect our democracy, that you would help us to deal with this crazy business of racism this disease that has been in our nation from its very beginning. We ask, O God, that you would give us the insight and the strength that we might be able to deal with this problem. O God, help us to allow love and peace to abide as only you can do. Bless First Baptist in a special way. Bless each member, O God. O God, provide love and joy and peace and strength. Bless each family, O God. Gird them up on every side, if it be your holy and divine will. And then, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the doors that you have already opened. And thank you, O God, for the ways that you've already made. And then, God, we ask for your helping us to stay prayed up. Help us to keep the faith and give us sustaining hope. These and other needful blessings we ask in the blessed name of Jesus Christ. And we pray. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his divine peace. Amen.
We thank you for joining our prayer.